Steve, thanks very much for talking to us. Could you just explain to us what can you see out of your window at the moment? I understand you're still in your house.
Yeah, basically we can't see a lot because we're absolutely in the suburb that we live. We just can't leave it. So we're basically, we're relying on the TV. Within a 5-minute drive from us, people are on rooftops, dying, being evacuated. And we hear the helicopters going above us. So it's not really safe to leave the house, to be honest. I mean, it's getting very, very serious.
And what sort of depth of water are we talking about? Are the roads like rivers?
Yes, some of them are. Our local train station's actually gone under, and there's been sharks reported, believe it or not, at the train station, which sounds absolutely crazy.
That's quite incredible,
They're talking about 19.5 metres, which is pretty high, to be honest.
And do you yourself and your wife, Jenny, do you have an evacuation plan? Do you have a boat ready?
We're fine because I believe we're in a new house, so it's built to a good standard, but we're also halfway up a hill as well. So we're actually in a better place than most people, and that's why we've not actually evacuated yet. I don't think we'll need to, you know, who knows, but I think we're in a pretty good place, I hope.
And how are you doing for food? Presumably the supermarkets must be getting pretty empty.
Yeah, as soon as I evacuated from work, which was 2 days ago, and went to the supermarket first, there was 3 bottles of water left. So basically that's all we've got, 3 bottles of water, 3 loaves of bread, and a few tins of soup. Water's now going to be cut off, so it's going to start to be a problem, to be honest.
What other sort of official advice are you being given?
Oh, we got loads of warning. We got text messages. We knew it was coming. We knew how to prepare for it. We've all got a storm kit. We've got a torch, candles, a contact list, tarpaulin, stuff that you'd never even think you'd use in a flood, pair of scissors, stuff, you know, like a mobile phone. If you take the SIM card out, you can still make, you know, like 000, which is like 999 calls and stuff. So you have that ready to go. So if you need it, but I'm sure we'll be okay.